producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday I started something that I did not finish up. I need to finish that up today, but before I do that, we're just going to kind of we'll bring what we usually do at the forefront of the show to the end of the show if we have time, but I have so much information that I need to give to you folks. In just a couple minutes here, we're going to get to MSNBC. Remember when I shared with you yesterday that MSNBC, not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, and several different speakers came forward, folks, and they called themselves out. The shooters in California, folks, they called them the three actors. They said it four times. MSNBC, and I'm going to play that piece for you. And then what we're going to do, folks, because we got to remember, friends, that eyewitnesses saw three shooters in black that were white men. Okay? You know how I shared with you in the past how they'll use people as a political battering ram, regardless of who they are, to implement a new world order? Well, that's exactly what they're doing. We're going to listen to Stephen D. Kelly, former CIA, NSA contractor, and we're going to actually take a listen as to what he said about what took place there concerning San Bernardino shooting and concerning what took place last week. But interesting stuff, folks. Very interesting stuff. And it's also interesting to know, folks, and I'm going to get back to this. I just got so much in front of me, and I got to stay course, that we got to start rocking this right away. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Several of these articles that I'm going to highlight right now are posted by Tim Brown, senior editor. You can again go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, folks, what's interesting here is, and I've shared this with you in the past, but I want to bring the correlation just to show you the transparency of the state-controlled narrative, because we remember when Amber Lyon, the former CNN news anchor, she told the American people that she was ordered by CNN to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Barack Hussein Obama administration, and to construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And so I want people to understand that what CNN did is they just gave voice. They put a microphone up to the terror organization called CAIR, C-A-I-R, and they had the audacity to call Donald Trump ineligible to become the president of the United States, as did I heard the spokes clown for Barack Hussein Obama say the exact same thing. And why is that? Because Donald Trump came forward and said, you know what, no more Muslim migrants migrants coming into America. No more. They need to be vetted. They need to be dealt with. This needs to stop now. Well, guess what? Everybody's on the attack, including the UN right now. So, folks, in a lot of ways, the Lord is using the ass to speak four things that your government is unwilling to do through Donald Trump. And I would see that he would probably take that as a compliment because I put myself in the same position. But what's interesting, folks, is right after CNN gave voice to the terrorist organization CARE concerning no more migrants coming into this country from Donald Trump, here we have the little puppet, Paul Ryan. He comes forward to condemn Donald Trump on no more Muslim refugees or migrants to come into America. Now, why would he do that? And interestingly enough, he said, this is not who we are, America. This is not who we are. Foreigners can come to America. Well, America, that's true. We're all must, but we're all ruled by the same law that God has bestowed upon us called the Mosaic Institution. Now, what I did is I did a little homework because I, again, wanted to lay it into the foundations of who we are. First, the biblical foundation, and then who we are constitutionally. We are an empire of laws, America, not opinions, not corrupt politicians that are paid by special interest groups like Ryan and Club. No. It doesn't matter what they say. Their opinions don't matter, folks. And you can trust these people no further than you can throw them. They just told on themselves if you can see the truth for what it is. Because, America, you need to understand that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952. But Obama, of course, doesn't want you to know that. Neither do his little players and minions, nor do they respect or uphold the United States Constitution. And hopefully at the half-hour mark, folks, what I'm going to be able to do is get you national suicide because nobody knows who Barack Hussein Obama is. We'll highlight him at the half-hour mark. But going forward, concerning constitutional law, did you know, America, that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952? The Immigration and National Act passed June 27, 1952, revised the laws relating to immigration and naturalization and nationality for the United States. The act, which became Public Law 414, established both the law and the intent of Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States and remains effective today. But see, again, friends, if you don't know the difference, how are you to actually bring forth the resolve? Among the many issues it covers, one in particular found in Chapter 2, Section 212 in the enumerated laws of the Constitution, our constitutional republic, is the prohibition of entry to the United States if the alien belongs, the illegal immigrant, belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or any other unconstitutional means. Keep in mind, folks, we're hearing from these supposed leaders coming from these imams, these illegal immigrants into the United States of America, that they are above American law. They're telling you exactly who they are and what they mean to do. This, by its very definition, friends, rules out Islamic immigration to the United States, but this law is being ignored by the White House and those that serve we the people. Islamic immigration to the United States would be prohibited under this law because of the Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical to the United States government, the Constitution, and the Republic. In other words, it stands in contrast as to who you are, America. All Muslims who attest that the Quran is their life's guiding principle subscribe to submission to Islam and its form of government. Now, the politically correct crowd would say that Islamists and the Islam nation cannot be prohibited from entering the United States because Islam is a religion. Whether it is a religion is immaterial because the law states that aliens who are affiliated with any organization that advocates the overthrow of a government, namely ours, are prohibited, friends. So we have constitutional law on our side, friends, to say, no, this is illegal. And it might do us well, friends, to actually learn from foreign countries that have been plundered by the Muslims to learn. Now they're tearing down, after the fact, the mosques in their country. Prevention is better than cure. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9...
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsofliberty.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsofliberty.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also call in over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. In 15 minutes, I'm going to get to national suicide concerning the President of the United States. Nobody knows who he is, friends. I started it yesterday. I'm going to finish it today. Getting back to what we're talking about here, friends, I just shared with you that CNN, we know that they don't tell the truth. And folks, people do need to understand that you have the law on your side concerning the state-controlled narrative. They don't have the right to lie. That is a violation of constitutional law in this country. It's also a violation premised on the presupposition that God is, who gave us government, called the Mosaic Institution, thou shalt not lie, Exodus 20, it's the ninth commandment. And so we understand why CNN and the state-controlled narrative is there to support your enemies. Well, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to play a piece by Steve D. Kelly, former CIA, NSA contractor, to tell you otherwise. Eyewitnesses, starting with MSNBC, blurted the truth out in their confusion. And what they did is they called them three actors, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And we all of a sudden, just for some reason, the whole narrative, because it didn't fit the truth, they changed it to two individuals, a man and a woman. I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But friends, I want you to turn your radio up just a little bit. Board op, can you turn this up just a little bit for us? We're going to play this piece from MSNBC. I want you to hear for yourself what I heard. Go ahead, Sam.
MSNBC, here we go. Listen. area. Oh, that's an extremely deadly situation. Long guns at a conference area, just shooting innocent people. It's a miracle sometimes we just don't have more deaths in these things. This is an unbelievably horrible case. But it looks like the three actors have been caught. So a day of bad news, there's one little tidbit of good news, and that's the three actors have been caught. So they...
The three actors.
That? He said it twice.
He said it twice. But folks, keep in mind, it came from three different news anchors that called them three actors. Why all of a sudden did we not hear about this? Why is it that we weren't told about the eyewitnesses that seen three white men in black uniforms that did the shooting? Why are we not told the truth, America? Why is the state-controlled narrative going along to get along? Because you need to understand that the CIA dictates these anchors. They're told what to do, how to do it, where to do it. They're told what to say. And you heard that directly from Amber Lyon, who used to work from CNN. She was, folks, she was released because she was telling the truth. And she was exposing the fact that CNN reports fake stories, along with MSNBC, friends, along with ABC, along with Fox News. These people aren't there to do their jobs. They're there to do their jobs according to special interests, just like the politicians that you complain about, America. These people are dangerous, and they mean what they say, and they're willing to use anybody as a patsy to get their crimes brought forth so they can disarm the American people, and that's what this is about. And I also want to let you know that these people are afraid, folks. This is a fact that you are going to catch on, and America is awakening to the fact of what's going on concerning corruption in government in record numbers. So they have to hurry up and jam this through before they start the revolution, which I've been telling you about for 3 years. This is crazy stuff happening, friends. Amber Lyon again said, CNN news anchor, she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Folks, they just told on themselves. They put the microphone up to the terror group in their mouths concerning care, condemning those that are saying no more radical Muslims in the United States of America. So let's take it to the next step here. Interestingly enough, we have Steve D. Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor, who had something that I believe that you need to hear, folks. And again, these are these situations where I say that I know I'm right, and I wish I could actually get on the air and say I was wrong. But I know when this stuff is flowing through me, I'm on to something, and without fail, the Lord provides. The Lord will bring all things to the light, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And why is that? Because, folks, we serve a God that if a sparrow falls to the ground, he will take notice. We serve a God that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. We serve a God that beholds the good and the evil throughout the not just the United States, folks, but globally in all countries at the same time, because he is omnipresent. He is all places at all times. He is not going to do anything without first revealing them to his servants, the prophets. And why does he do that? Because he is faithful to warn the American people and other nations as to the things that are taking place. But he's also bidding his people and pleading with his people to actually take account that they are the ones responsible for how far things have fallen, not just again in the United States of America, but globally. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. But God is such an awesome God because he always warns. But folks, what I want to do is let's go over to Steve D. Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor, and let's listen to what he has to say, folks. I got a question for you. Who would know better than him?
Event, shooting, false flag shooting, active shooter, whatever they call it, that took place in San Bernardino, California, which happens to be very close to me, is just one in a long string of false flag events that I'm afraid to say are not over. We will probably be seeing several more before the end of the year because of the events that are going on in the world, specifically with the NATO being implicated in the buying of the oil from ISIS and Daesh. And other events. So when these things happen, they need to have a rapid response, which requires a false flag attack. this was very obvious that this was going to happen. The people that were on the scene and saw this happen also reported that three tall white men wearing black shirts, khaki pants, and tan combat boots were actually the shooters. These people, the description is almost exactly what the gentleman from Kraft International, the mercenary organization that was involved in so many other false flags, actually look like. This seems to be their standard uniform. The people that are being implicated or implicated, the couple, you know, first of all, if they were planning something, if they were radicalized, as is being said, then clearly the NSA, the FBI were right on top of these people all the time. But rather than stopping them from doing something, they were nurtured to be used for this exact purpose. I do not suspect that these people had anything to do with the actual shooting. I suspect that these were patsies, no different than a Timothy McVeigh or any of these other people that had historically been used to implement these terrorist acts. If you look at the pictures of the people that were wounded, you can see that clearly their bullet wounds are not real. A .223 weapon or a bullet fired from an AR-15 is an extremely powerful weapon and would blow someone's arm off. It's not going to make a small hole. It certainly, if it did hit the woman in the arm, it would have gone through her entire body. So clearly this is a very, very dirty false flag. Obviously the United States is getting very, very desperate. The government here is very desperate. They need to do something immediately to disarm the United States prior to a revolution, because the people here are waking up very fast and they are ready to shut down this evil empire, and this needs to happen very soon.
Well, folks, it's one of those, again, and I can't stand when I hear people say, I tried to tell you. No, I don't want to act like I knew exactly what was coming down, which I do in some cases. But in these particular talking points that this individual is actually bringing forth are exactly what we have been talking about. It's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Exactly. See, folks, you have a corrupt system that is desperate to disarm you. And that's what this is all about. Folks, why is this happening? Well, I can tell you why this is happening, because, folks, now this is where I know I'm exactly right on the money. It's the sure word of prophecy. It's the written word. The word of the Lord endureth forever. I know that I'm right when I'm saying this. In 2 Thessalonians 2:7, it says, "For the mystery of lawlessness does already work." Why? "Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." Why is the mystery of lawlessness at work, folks? The love of many will wax cold when what? The love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. There's no love for one another. Nobody's looking out for each other, which is the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Nobody's looking out for anybody but themselves in this country. And that is a state of lawlessness, and that is a nation that is under God's perfect judgment. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, it says, "And then shall the wicked be revealed," that's what's happening, "whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." And then it tells us, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." And why? Well, because Scripture tells us, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish." Why? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A little strange. I want you to just think about this real quick, because I know, again, truth is stranger than fiction to some people. But doesn't anybody think it was a little strange that right after the shooting, the president was asking for the people to give up their rights concerning Article 2 of the Bill of Rights? I mean, did anybody think that was a little weird, a little telling concerning this transparent administration? Oh, it totally was. Didn't anybody think it was a little weird knowing that Biden, that whack job, slimy, devilish politician known as the Vice President of the United States of America, which is true, folks, which is true. The pith and marrow of that man is nothing but a snake. Didn't you think it was a little weird that he's taking shots at Russia right now? Remember how I told you to beware of Russia and China because they're trying to create revolution within, which they are? Anybody seeing the pieces of this puzzle come together? If people would open their eyes like the snake on the Gadsden flag, you know, their eyes are never shut. Our eyes are always open. You know, that's who we are. That's the spirit of our forefathers concerning tyranny and government, because they broke themselves off from a tyrant across the pond named Tyrant King George. Remember that guy? Well, if we kept our eyes open all the time, folks, this wouldn't have gotten a half an inch. We'd have dealt with these people a long time ago. But the fact of the matter is they're trying to create a war to make sense to you, so when they act in response like Adolf Hitler did when he would attack his own Reichstag and then blame his political oppositions, that's exactly what they're trying to do here. So when something goes bad, America is going to stand up and say, we need help from the government. We need help from the government. This government, America, is not American government. And to prove my point, going back to what we were just talking about, it's interesting because I posted on Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, a picture. It's actually film. It's a minute and 40 seconds long. But it's a picture, it's played out in Dearborn, Michigan, just this last Saturday. And it's a minute and 40 seconds of film in Dearborn as to what the press is not telling you or showing you. And folks, I posted it, and it's what's interesting about it, I've already gotten hundreds and hundreds of responses on this video. But what's interesting is most people aren't paying attention, because what I wrote is I said, and yet stadiums across the United States of America are filled with Americans cheering on a bunch of grown men with tights fighting over a pig ball. Folks, Dearborn, Michigan is not America. You need to look at this video so you can understand what's really going on under your noses. This administration opens the borders to these people, violating constitutional law, committing the act of treason because he's encouraged to do so. And without further ado, folks, you need to look at the video so it's not like I'm embellishing the things that I'm trying to convey to you right now. You need to see the video. This is not America. And folks, what are they doing? They are upending American Constitution. They're upending your sovereignty. And they're not asking for permission to do so, folks. You know, I had one guy saying, of course, I hear this from the conservatives, the worthless, it's a lack of conservatism, but a worthless individual who just said, you know, these people don't abide by the law. I said, that's why you need to understand that you are the law. And until you understand that you are the law, nothing's going to change. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said? He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only then and when the will of the majority ceases to be the law under God. You are the law, America. Don't complain about what you tolerate. Enforce the law. The law is on your side. And I don't care what any communist totalitarian group comes in and tries to get you to capitulate from. The law is on your side. And until you understand that, nothing's going to change. You need to enforce the law because you are the law. America is committing national suicide by tolerating the individual to drive this country to destruction. It's national suicide. Hey, folks, there's nothing about this administration that's true except the information that exposes this administration as the fraud that they are. And it should interest the people of this country that the media will go off of information that is premised on mere speculation and hearsay, only to exhaust the topic and speak of it as if it were the truth when there's no truth involved in the conversation. But on the other hand, they will speak of a topic with information which is premised on truth and fact as if it's fictitious as or conspiratorial premised. It's also interesting to note that people, without question, will get up onto an airplane only to ascend up to a staggering 35,000 feet without asking to see the credentials of the pilot that's to take them to their desired destination. Or what about those that serve your food when you go into a restaurant? Did you go back? Did you see where that food came from? Did you see who handled your food? Did you see who actually made your food to serve up to you? Did you see him do it? Did you see him prepare the meal? No, but you eat the food without questioning those that have actually given it to you. And yet when the Lord warns his people, they act as if it's irrelevant and act out in such a way as to suggest that it doesn't apply here, yet not knowing that God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23, verse 19. Do you see the contrast here, friends? The contrast is that the President of the United States, there's no truth in him, yet they allow him to destroy at will, saying they know that he's lying, but they allow him to do it anyways. Then when someone comes about and tells the American people exactly what's happening, they look at him as suspect for telling them the truth. And it amazes me what the American people will do outside of the grace of God. What it is that they'll tolerate and even accept as truth, even when they say, like I just said, that they don't believe what's being told to them. Folks, this is the blind leading the blind. And Americans wonder why the country's in a ditch? Really? Read Matthew 15:14. So therefore, let me speak to them that have eyes and see not. Let me speak to them that have ears but hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. I want you to take a look at what Americans have put up with over the last 7 years in this country concerning this administration with no verifiable records or substantive documentation of him being an American citizen whatsoever. Read Deuteronomy 28:36. I found it worthy to lay to the feet of the listener concerning that which was recently posted in the face of this transparent administration for you to ponder. Matthew 10:26. So I'll leave it in its original post. This individual wrote, it will be interesting to see what they put in his presidential library about his earlier years when he was out of office. In a country where we take notice of many, many facets of our public figures' lives, doesn't it seem odd, he put the question to the reader, that there's so little that we know about the current president, Barry Satoru, or his Muslim name, Barack Hussein Obama? For example, we know that Andrew Jackson's wife smoked a corncob pipe. We know that Abe Lincoln never went to school. We know that George Washington graduated the eighth grade. That was all the further he went in school. We know that Jack Kennedy wore a back brace. We also understand that Harry Truman played the piano. And as Americans, we enjoy knowing details about our newsmakers, but none of us know one single humanizing fact about the history of the man in the White House. We are all aware of the lack of contestable birth records for Obama. That document managing has been spectacularly successful. There are, however, several additional oddities in Obama's history that appear to be as well managed as the birthing issue. For example, one of the other interesting things is there are no birth certificates of his daughters that can be found. Everything about this individual is fraud, America. It's interesting to know that no one who's ever dated Barack Hussein Obama, whatever his name might be, the charisma that caused women to be drawn to him so strongly during his campaign, certainly would in the normal course of events lead some lady to come forward if only to garner some attention for herself. But we haven't seen that. We all know about John F. Kennedy's magnetism. We all know that McCain... Songbird McCain himself was no monk in quite a few details about Palin's courtship and even her athletic prowess. We know of Joe Biden's aneurysms because they're no secret. Everybody knows that. Well, look at crook and criminal himself, Mr. Cheney and Bill Clinton. We all know about their heart problems. Why is it that we know about this? Certainly, while Bill Clinton's exploits and his exploits before and during his White House years were well known, everybody knows that he's an adulterer. And folks, keep in mind that if those at the top are not faithful to God, rest assured they will not be faithful to you. You know, it's also interesting to note that not one lady, going back to this, not one lady has stepped up and said he was so shy about Barack Hussein Obama, or what a great dancer. It's virtually impossible to know anything about this fellow, said this individual. Who was the best man at his wedding? Nobody knows. Start there. Then check the groomsmen. What of college? Get the footage of the graduation ceremony. Has anyone talked to the professors? It is odd that no one is bragging that they knew him, Barack Hussein Obama, or taught him, or even lived with him. Hey, America, when did he meet Michelle and how? Where are the photos? Every president gives to the public all their photos, etc., for the library, etc. What's been released? Nothing, because there is nothing. We're going to come back, folks. We're talking about national suicide to a country that could care a less. Or, and if you do, then we need to stand up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about national suicide. And the way to commit national suicide is to just let this administration continuously destroy. Nobody knows who he is, friends. There's nothing about this man that is true except the information that exposes him as the fraud that he is. Every step of the way. Every step of the way. There's nothing that you're told about this individual that is true outside of what you can see. Now, I'm not telling you to walk by sight, not by faith. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, folks, open up your eyes. To those that have eyes, you can see what's in front of your face. Right before the break, folks, we asked the question, when did Barack meet Michelle and how? Where are the photos? Because we know that every president gives to the public all of their photos, but there's none to give for their library, but there's none to give. What is he released? He's released nothing. Folks, he sealed his records. The President of the United States of America, the most transparent administration in the history of America, which is true with spiritual eyes every step of the way, the most transparent administration in the history of America, friends, seals his records. I told you since day one, everything this criminal does, look the other direction. Isaiah 5. Reading that which was posted, what holds to the American people, what they must ponder and look directly into their face and respond with. Truth demands a response, folks. You're getting truth right now, and truth will demand a response. God is going to get your attention one way or another. Hey, folks, who voted for Barack Hussein Obama to be the man of the year? The effeminate man of the year in 2010. Does this make you wonder, folks? That's all bought and paid for. You ever wonder why no one ever came forward from President Obama's past saying they knew him? Isn't that kind of bizarre? How come nobody ever came forward who attended school with him? Who's this? Folks, who are his friends? No one has come forward from the past. Folks, this individual said it's certainly very, very strange. This should be a cause for great concern. To those who voted for him, you may have elected an unqualified, inexperienced shadow man. Folks, he has never successfully ran a candy store, yet Americans stand down and allow him to destroy their country. Wow, the joke is on America. Anybody ever seen the movie named The Manchurian Candidate? Or Manchurian, however you want to pronounce it. As insignificant as each of us might be, someone with whom we went to school will remember our name or face. Someone will remember we were the clown, the dork, the brain, or the quiet one, or the bully, or something about us. Matter of fact, George Stephanopoulos, the operative himself of ABC News, said the same thing during the 2008 campaign. He questions why no one has acknowledged the president was in his or her classroom or ate in the same cafeteria or made impromptu speeches on campus. Stephanopoulos also was a classmate of Barack Hussein Obama at Columbia, the class of 1984. He said that he never had one single class with them. That's interesting. He's such a great orator, we're told. Why doesn't anyone in Obama's college class remember who he is? Why won't he allow Columbia to release his records? Because it's not going to matter once they're in total control. You see how that works? Nobody remembers Obama at Columbia University because, friends, he was never there. Looking for evidence of Obama's past? Check this out. A journalist from Fox News contacted over 400 Columbia University students from the period when Obama claims to have been there, but not one individual remembered Barack Hussein Obama. This is what you've been allowing to destroy your country, America. Wayne Allen Root was, like Obama, a political science major at Columbia who also graduated in 1983, we're told. In 2008, Root says of Obama, "I don't know a single person at Columbia that knew him, and they all know me. I don't have a classmate who ever knew Barack Hussein Obama at Columbia, ever, period." Nobody recalls him, Root said. Root adds that he was also, like Obama, class of 83, political science, and says, "You don't get more exact or closer than that. Never met him in my life. Don't know anyone who has ever met Barack Hussein Obama." This is how you commit national suicide, friends. Not one person remembers him. At the class reunion, our 20th reunion, said Root, 5 years ago, who was asked to be the speaker of the class? Me. No one ever heard of Barack. And 5 years ago, nobody even knew who Barack Hussein Obama was, saith Root. The guy who writes the class notes, who's kind of the, as we in New York, the maca, who knows everybody, has yet to find a person, a human, who has ever met Barack Hussein Obama. This is how you commit national suicide. Obama's photograph does not appear in the school's yearbook, and Obama's consistently declined requests to talk about his years at Columbia, provide school records, or provide the name of any former classmates or friends while at Columbia. This is the one destroying your country, because America, for the most part, you could care less. I've said so often in the past, friends, you want someone else to do the job? Well, let me tell you, the person and the people doing the job are not the people you want doing the job. Some other interesting questions is, why is Obama's license inactivated in 2002? It is said that there's no record of him ever taking the bar exam. Of course. Folks, he's a constitutional scholar, he boasts of himself. Folks, we're not a democracy. It shows you he stands in contradiction of who we are. Do you remember he got off a 57-state tour, friends? We have 50 states in our country. He's not American. He's not one of us, America. And if you read Deuteronomy 17, it tells us not to allow anybody to lead the nation that's not one of your own. Under judgment, it says that in Deuteronomy verse 36, it tells us that a king will be appointed over you to bring you to a nation that neither you nor your fathers know. That's exactly what's happening. Why was Michelle Obama's law license inactivated by court order? We understand that was forced to avoid fraud charges, just like the Clintons. And it's circulating that according to the U.S. Census, there is only one Barack Obama, but 27 Social Security numbers and over 80 allies connected to him. Aliases, I'm sorry, forgive me. The Social Security number he now uses originated in Connecticut, where he's reported to have never lived and was originally registered to another man, Thomas Lewis Wood from Connecticut, who died in Hawaii while on vacation there. As well as all know, Social Security numbers are only issued once. They are not reused. But why does he have a reused number? 27 to 40 different Social Security numbers. This is the man that America rushes to listen to after the shooting in California, who means to strip you of everything that you are. He means to strip you of the rights that hundreds of thousands in your families, America, have fought, bled, and died to give you. And folks, over and over again, I continuously pound on this one nail. Isaiah 26, verse 9, tells us that the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness through judgment. Folks, justice is the guardian of liberty, and yet it seems America does not understand the concept of what it takes to preserve her blood-bought freedoms. Read Proverbs 28, verse 5. Evil men understand not judgment. But Amos 5:24 tells us, but let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness a mighty stream. And I say, and that upon the heads of the wicked. For if Americans fail to understand to bring about lawful judgment upon the heads of the wicked, it will befall upon the heads of the righteous. And there is no lukewarm place to stand, Revelations 3:16. No in-betweenites, friends. And it cannot be said that your ruin is denied by God when your remedy is revealed by God. He bids you to take the way in which he appoints, and if you reject it, you must die. Your death is suicide. Be it deliberate, accidental, or through error of judgment on your part. America, I end with this. You are loved, America, by the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are loved. He is a merciful God to send forth people to warn you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You are loved, America, but you've also been warned. And I want to tell you why you've been warned, because you are loved. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. So if you refuse, I wash my hands, your blood be upon your own heads. America, you are loved, but again, keep in mind, you were warned by God and his servants for the very purpose that you are loved. Now it's up to you to respond. If you do nothing, it's national suicide. And I, for one, along with millions and millions and millions and millions of people, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people across this country, have had it with this criminal administration. And it's time to stand up and understand that justice is the guardian of liberty, but you first must know the law. Read your founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.